Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you steam.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Indeed, we will get the cameras. Hang tight, hang tight. I just want to start the show today, though, by expressing relief. Relief. There's a lot to get to. We're going to get to all the different angles of it. We'd love to hear from you, react to the draft. But the 49ers chose now. And that is exactly what they should do. They also chose then. It's not like they didn't pick players. I understand that, but I am very, very thankful today that we circle back. And yes, I could be. This could be thrown right in my face in an hour and a half. If Bryant McFadden is on one on social media, maybe Debo's a Steeler by 6 o'clock. But as we sit here right now today, the Niners remain loaded. They kick the can down the road. And that's exactly what I was hoping that they would do.
And I like the way that they constructed their draft. And many people want to look at this pick and that pick and rip them for this and that. But I thought they did a nice job. They addressed the corner position, and they've got a guy who can play inside or outside. They got two receivers. They got two linemen. They got a safety who is a bit of a hybrid, according to Kyle and John, a guy who played a hybrid role in college. So I like the picks, Mark. I like what they did to address their needs, and maybe they didn't go in the order everybody wants, but that's not how drafts work.
No, who cares?
Right.
Do you mean by position or even the players themselves?
So you get to 31, and everyone says, oh, you need an offensive lineman, and you don't take one. You take a receiver, and everybody's up in arms because you already have two receivers, and you only start two receivers, so you wasted the pick. And then you get into the second round, and you don't address the offensive line again. And people are mad because that's a big need. And you end up getting two offensive linemen, both of whom have positional flexibility. You can play guard, you can play center, you can move them around a little bit. And that, to me, was what the theme of this draft was for the Niners. A lot of positional flexibility guys.
What I learned about myself is that I am susceptible to advertising, and maybe all of us are. But I'm with you, but this is the way I do it. Like, I got a text from a buddy. You know the thread, the old buddies, buddies who've been around since
the Foster
forever.
City crew,
the crew,
yeah.
And one of them waited, and he waited till Saturday night, and he said, "I'm pretty unimpressed with the Niners draft." And then another one jumped in and went, "I agree." And I'm sitting here just chuckling to myself, and I have to do this as a sports talk radio host sometimes when the sports texts start flying. I have to take a step back. Sometimes I'm like, I'm going to let one of my other guys take this one. I'm not going to be coming in hot, coming down the road to people who are texting. I don't like the draft because you have no idea who any of these people are.
Right.
You've heard of none of them. We all look at the draft the exact same way. We leave to go do whatever we're going to do on Saturday, and then we come back at night, and we look at the little letters next to their names. Oh, they got a CB. They needed a CB. That's a good draft. All right. Good. You have no idea who's going to make the team, who's going to overperform, who's going to underperform. And so finally I waited and I waited, and another buddy jumped in and said, why don't we revisit this conversation in 3 years? And I said, thank you.
Yeah.
And Mike is his name, and he likes to listen. So Mike, if you're listening, thank you. Thank you for talking our other friends down off of, I didn't like the draft. Yeah, they addressed all the things you need to address. They may not have addressed them well, but there's no way for us to know that yet. But I can see the concept of what they did, and I am susceptible to advertising, because what I do is, unlike Larry Kruger, who's on YouTube for like he's already started on next year's draft, I wait until the players are picked, and then we do YouTube. Because I don't want to YouTube 250 people.
Right.
I'll do
nine.
Eight? How about nine?
Yeah.
Right? So, and then people will be like, look at what this guy can do. And I'll be like, well, that looks pretty good. But they all look pretty good. That's why they got drafted. So I look at this more from an umbrella concept. Forget, I think this guy's going to be good. What did the 49ers do? And I think that they largely chose now and then.
Right.
And they chose players who may not have to have a lot on their shoulders this year, in the hopes and the plan that they'll have to have a lot on their shoulders in 2025. And for me, I say bravo to that. That's how a good organization runs.
Yeah, but you may need these guys sooner depending on injury.
And they might be ready.
Right. And that, to me, becomes the key to what they did, because if you don't still make a trade with your wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall can come in and fit in where he needs to fit in. And Debo, Steiny mentioned 86%. Playing time, but what he failed to mention was something you and I talked about last week, that, yeah, he only missed two games last year, but there were two other games that he basically was just a decoy out there. He Correct. Didn't have a target or a catch. Correct. So if you take 4 of 17 games where Debo was a non-factor, maybe Pearsall can play more in those games, and he gets experience. And now you have depth at the receiver position that you didn't necessarily have last year, even though you had, you know, Bell and you had Gray. These are guys that you didn't feel comfortable putting out there.
Right. It didn't work. Like, I mean, yeah, look, they needed these guys. Maybe not for the role that we were thinking, or maybe. We'll see. Like, maybe Pearsall is ready to go. There's another philosophy that the Niners used. There are two philosophies they used. A, I think, for the most part, they're looking at players and saying, we don't want to put the weight of the world on their shoulders this year. But the second thing they did, which is something we've been talking about a lot through Warrior season, they picked players who've played a lot of games.
Right.
Like, this is the whole, and we talked to people this week who said Brock Purdy is one of these people who sort of changed the narrative in football. It's like, it's not just what is your raw talent, but how much experience do you have? And therefore, how ready are you to contribute? Hey, Pajemski and TJD, you played a lot of games. Wow, who'd have thunk it? You came in, and by midseason, you looked NBA ready. So that was the second part of what looked like the 49ers philosophy. And I really hope that in all sports, this is something that's on the come up, which is stop falling in love with that 40 time. Here's what I've learned about football players who go to the combine. They fast. They fast. But I also know that Jerry Rice didn't have a great 40 time. He's the greatest receiver of all time. So stop falling in love with the measurables and start falling in love with the player and the situation.
Right.
And that's what I saw the Niners do over the weekend.
Well, Isaac Garendo, 4.33 in the 40.
That's fun, too.
Right.
Yes, they're fast.
But he did play 41 games, and he's got a legitimate track record you could look at. And he's an interesting prospect because he runs that 4.33, but he's a big dude. He's like a super fast bowling ball.
Yeah, he is.
So it's exciting.
And he can catch passes.
Right. It's exciting to think what he might be able to be as the backup to Christian McCaffrey as a change of pace running back. And, you know, Eli Mitchell, his time here might be short. I don't know if he's a guy who's on the move or what's going to happen. But now And I heard Kyle talk about it. I know we're going to play some Shanahan sound throughout the day, but he's excited now to get a chance to see these guys on the practice field. And then you can start to make some real decisions from there.
Yeah. I know you're also, like, one of the things you might be referring to is Latu, because they didn't do anything at the tight end position.
Right.
So he was asked at one point, does that mean Latu's the backup? And he's like, I'm thinking no. That's going to be going to be a no from us, dog, mainly because he doesn't practice. He hasn't done a damn thing yet. So, no, we don't hand stuff out. And by the way, keep that statement in mind. Like, I'm prey to this as well. We get way too emotional. We get way too attached. And I say that even though I've been over here on the keep Ayuk train and the keep Debo train. But we get way too emotional with the idea of, oh, you're going to offend him. Wait a minute. You're a football team and you drafted a receiver when you've already got receivers? Yes. Yes, we drafted a receiver when we've already got receivers. Because you know what? Every human being in the world whose head is screwed on straight knows, you need to show up to work tomorrow and earn it again. Earn it again. Like, I'm sorry, that's just how it works. And if you're not built for that and you don't have the stomach for that, I think that is an unbelievable weakness. And for us to think that Debo Samuel has the mentality to grab the ball and find frothing at the mouth safeties coming to get him, and the first thing he thinks is, I'm going to go through his chest. That person is going to crumble?
Right.
Because the Niners drafted someone who plays the same position?
Two guys, actually.
I mean, come on, man. He better be able to handle that. If he can't handle that, he done.
And there's also Tariq Owens, Terrell's son, indeed, undrafted free agent. He's on the team as well. So that receiver room, full of new guys. And so maybe Debo is going to be so shaken that he's just not going to show up, Mark. He'll show up on the injured report with hurt feelings.
The Owens thing is tough, by the way. You know, Brendan Rice got picked by the Chargers.
Yep.
And I've told you this story before. Like, Jerry has another son who was a receiver. You know what his name was? Jerry Rice Jr. And he has told the story of how difficult it was to arrive in an NFL camp when your name is Jerry Rice. People look at you like, so, you're going to be, let me think, great, right? Right away.
Right. Ronnie James, same thing.
Right. Yeah. It's a lot to live up to. So if I were Terrell Owens, I'd have named my kid Bob. Like this whole, hey, like, you just walk in here and, hi, my name's Tariq Owens. Oh, God. So you're going to catch 20 balls today, right?
Right.
Wow.
And the other part of it is dad looks like he could still play. So,
right.
I mean, and Terrell Owens is like 51 now or something. And
still looks 35.
Exactly.
Still looks 35.
I mean, if Tariq can't make it, then maybe Daddy T.O. might come out and try to make the squad.
I think everybody should go to YouTube. A, it's fun. But B, Dibs is wearing a Dipsy t-shirt. You look, again, tinier than the last time I saw you.
Thank you.
There are many on YouTube suggesting that you haven't worn that shirt since high school. When's the last time you wore that shirt?
It's been probably since I ran the race, and this is from the 2003 version.
Okay, so that shirt can buy its own beer.
Sure can.
That's exciting.
Yep.
Maybe it could go on a little run for us toward the end of the show.
Be nice, and I'd love to get skinny enough to do the Dipsy again, but need a couple of knee replacements before we get back to that, but there's still time.
But at least we've got the shirt, so you ought to see this, okay? Rare form on a Monday for my partner, Dan Dibley. We're sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Yes, indeed, you will hear the really important stuff from Kyle Shanahan. Coming up next, we'll take your calls, 888-957-9570, and we're following Steelers Twitter. Is something that we didn't think would happen still about to happen? Only one way to find out, and stay right here with Willard and Dibs.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm ready to go.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 888-957-9570. If you're just joining us, apparently Steelers Nation believes that the Ayuk and Debo thing is not over, which we should talk about in a little bit. Because
right.
I thought what you said during the handoff thingy, I thought was really true, which is... I don't see a way of doing this now where people aren't going. Now people can be even more upset. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Because you didn't get anything for him that you can use right now.
Well, we don't know what, like.
True. If it's the same kind of deal as
George Pickens for Brandon Ayuk.
I mean.
That's not happening. But
right. I'd have to look at his contract details.
I'd always just, I would wait until I know what we don't know before I get upset. That's kind of my deal, but I have a hard time believing that they're going to go through the twists and turns of demanding something wonderful in return, and that's why we didn't trade them, and then turn around and do something a couple days later for like a number one draft pick in a year?
Right.
Oh, that would not land well.
That would chap fans' hide, their collective hide.
Yes.
Because, yeah, then you would not be getting anything. And plus, I do think, Mark, that fans and people in general have a hard time with delayed gratification. We want it now. We want to know. That's why these draft grades are so popular, because people want to know now. How did the Niners do in the draft? Well, let's go look at draft grades, and you can decide. And I'm going to do...
NFL.com gave him a B-.
Okay.
Every team got a C-plus or better. And I was like, dude, if I had a class of 32 students and everybody got a C-plus or better, I'd kiss the sky. I can't even get half of them to show up to class, let alone get a C-plus.
Do you take attendance?
Yeah.
In college?
Yeah, but that's just for the university's sake. I don't care. I'm not going to come to your house and make you come to school. But like, my goodness. So every NFL team did C-plus work or better. Good job, everyone.
Right.
You're amazing.
Well, and that's where this becomes just complete nonsense.
Totally.
Because somebody had the 32nd best draft and somebody had the best draft. So if the 32nd best draft is still a C-plus, well, then you're going to have probably, 70% of these guys not only make their teams, but become real good NFL players.
No, everybody who got drafted over the weekend is going to make the team. C-plus, everything was above average.
Well, C-plus would have to be 77%.
Every play, every team was above average. All of them.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
What are we doing?
Well, that's from NFL.com,
yeah,
which is
just one. That's
right.
Just one of 28,000 lists that got sent out on Saturday night and Sunday morning.
But I think it goes to my point about instant gratification, because we all, like, you watch a game, and at the end of the game, you have that instant gratification. Your team either won or your team lost, and then you know how you're supposed to feel about it from there. And so if the Niners did make a trade and they did get a pick for next year, well, that's delayed gratification. We're going to have to wait a year for them to make the pick and then wait two or three more years after that to see if that pick was actually any good for a player you give up today.
Yeah,
we're not doing that.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Look, again, the bottom line is if something like that were going to happen, and you know, for those of you just joining us, you might be wondering why the heck we're saying this. Bryant McFadden, who used to play for the Steelers and is now very involved in Steelers media, just said on Twitter an hour ago, "Ooh, Omar is working." That's the Steelers front office. "The Steelers are very close to landing a significant playmaker. Hashtag here we go. Hashtag stay tuned." So our crack staff, also known as our boss, Matt Nahegan, got on the phone. And he said, "Odyssey Pittsburgh, what the hell's going on? What are y'all doing out there? What's happening?" And the word he got back was, yes, they're talking about a receiver. And certainly the speculation is that it would be one of the 49ers receivers. Now, listen, that's why we're talking about it. But it feels very kind of pie in the sky to me. Like, think of it, forget even how mad fans would be. Think of the egg on the face. Wouldn't there be egg on the face?
Of the Niners?
You said all weekend we explored it, then we didn't explore it. We're happy to. The only way that I could see this happening after the fact is if the draft did go the way it went and Debo's representatives got on the phone with the Niners and said, "Bleep you. What the hell is this?
We want out."
It's the only way. It's the only way. The Niners press conference would have to be like, "Yeah, we had no choice," and they always have a choice. But you don't want to be there. Like, the 49ers are in a spot where they can force Debo and Brandon to do all these things, but you don't want to be doing that.
No, and your analogy about parenting your children is a great one, because there are things that you can force your kids to do, and eventually they'll do it or they won't do it, and you can draw your line in the sand and you can make things tough, and I'm no more allowance and I'm taking your car and now you're grounded, and you can go to DEFCON 1 all you want. Is that going to get you the desired result? And I had a little standoff this morning.
Not in my case, I can tell you that.
My daughter turned 20 months old today. It's her month day, so she's 20 and she's getting that independence. So, you know, I made an egg for her and we're having an egg for breakfast. No. She doesn't want the eggs.
No.
So now I have a choice. Either, you know, I tried the airplane. I tried all the old tricks. Have a bite for mama.
Yep.
All that. She's out. So I can either, okay, you're not getting any other food. How's that going to work for me with a hungry baby? Now she's going to go double crabby. Or you bite the bullet and you make her a bagel like she wants. So then you end up throwing the egg away because I'm not eating. And so now you got to make her a bagel. You win. But by letting her win, we all win. And it's kind of the same thing here, right, with a player. If he's truly like Brandon Ayuk, how much are you going to draw a hard line? Or you're going to have to work with him so that everybody can win, right?
Quick aside. If you got food at the house that's going to go to waste, I'm going to bring you some Tupperware.
I'm going to eat it.
And I want you to bring the food to work. And I'm going to take care of it for you.
Okay.
And I'm going to wash the Tupperware, and I'm going to bring it back to you.
I appreciate it. Okay. This was a scrambled egg, which I don't think want my scrambled egg.
Yes, I'm going to eat it.
Yes, I do. I love scrambled eggs. I have eggs every single morning.
But the scrambled egg would have been 9 hours old by now.
In Tupperware.
I'm going to eat it.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to reheat it, okay. And then I'm going to eat it.
I'll start doing that.
I have told the lovely Christy there's something I've referred to as the tube, because she's got two girls. And they, you know, whatever.
I like this.
Like, right. Like, someone will order a pizza, and then they just stick it in the fridge, and it just, like, that. Nobody wants that. I'm like, well, I do.
I'm going to eat it.
Put it in the tube. Stop throwing food away.
Right.
That's what I'm here for.
Okay.
Garbage disposal. That's what my T-shirt from 21 years ago should say. Garbage on the front, disposal on the back.
Duly noted.
All right. All right. Anyway,
no worries.
Here's Kyle Shanahan on evaluating. Actually, no. Let's play Schefter first. Check this out. This is interesting. Do you gather anything from this based on the conversation we're having? This is from the Pat McAfee show. Adam Schefter on Ayuk and Debo.
They had inquiries about Brandon Ayuk, and they decided they wanted to try to sign him to a long-term contract that they're still trying to get done. They got a couple of inquiries on Debo. Nothing got close to getting done. And they said over the weekend, and I believe this is the plan, that the plan right now is to move forward with both those guys. Now, here's the deal. Ayuk has not signed that contract. He's headed into the last year of his deal. Juwan Jennings is headed into the last year of his deal. And Deebo Samuel is headed into the last year of guaranteed money on his deal that has 2 years left. So clearly, there are wide receiver questions in San Francisco that they're going to have to address. So they got out in front of it this weekend by drafting the two wide receivers that they did, including Ricky Pearsall in round one. And now the Niners don't plan to move on from either of those guys. Now, could that change at some point? Sure. Absolutely. And by the way, if there's a team that all of a sudden has a wide receiver injury and makes a big play, could you pry loose one of these guys? It's not what they would like to do. It's not what they're planning to do. It's not what they want to do. But clearly we know that there are some wide receiver questions out in San Francisco.
Okay. All right. It's not what they're planning to do. It's not what they want to do. Could you pry him loose? I mean, I guess you could argue this. Remember what Steiny was saying a few minutes ago. It's like, okay, you're going in the draft. The Niners are driving a hard bargain. You're going to give us a top 20 pick or we're out. And we have leverage in this situation because we can keep them. And so they did because they're like, no one's going to offer a top 20 pick and then have to pay Brandon Ayuk. All right, well, what about now? I mean, you could argue that the leverage goes up even more. In other words, what Adam is saying is someone's got to like really, really want Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel. Is there an injury? Someone's got to like be in a desperate situation. And if that's the case, okay, like you're making us that offer we can't refuse. Well, what is that offer? I mean, like to me, a top 20 pick next year is not as valuable as a top 20 pick this year.
Right.
And you also don't know what the first round pick next year. Is it top 20? Is it 31? Or is it one? You have no idea at this point. So I don't know. This almost feels to me like if the Niners were gonna be convinced of something now, it would need to be draft capital and a player. You would need to replace that wide receiver. You would need to give the 49ers someone who they know can play.
Definitely, especially in light of what Kyle said on Saturday. And I know you're going to play the full cut, but the part that struck me was you don't want to take two steps back to go three steps forward in the future. And you haven't done that. You drafted two wide receivers, so you didn't take any steps back at that position. You got deeper. You got better. Your wide receiver room now is better than it was 5 days ago.
We think.
Well,
just saying.
It's better by the fact that you have a couple of candidates
there's
in there.
There's more people. Yes.
Correct. It's not
people.
Worse. I mean, you went from Deebo, Brandon, Juwan, and who knows. And now you have Deebo, Brandon, Juwan, and more who knows.
Right.
You got more who knows.
yes, you do.
So is it better? I think it's better. It's not worse. I don't think you can possibly argue that it's worse.
I don't know how it would be worse.
Right. So do you want to go from that spot to take the two steps back and trade Deebo to Pittsburgh for, I mean, unless you can somehow get another tight end in, because I was looking at the Niners depth chart and you only have one tight end right now who is, you know, a professional, you can trust him kind of guy. And you do like to do two tight ends a lot and three tight ends occasionally.
Season doesn't start tomorrow.
That's I wish it would.
You know, that would
be a lot cooler if it
great.
Did.
That'd be great.
Right?
Although it'd be weird to play games on a Tuesday, but they did it in COVID, so why not?
Good call.
Yeah. I there's a long way to go. There's a long way to go. All the way up until August when, like, other teams start cutting players. And you're like, we'll take that guy. You know, there's a long way to go. So that's why, like, I think that there are a couple things that a 49er fan could say today. I know Grandy has said this, and I get it. You know, like, they grabbed a couple offensive linemen, but they didn't do it high, and they didn't do it with what is a clear tackle, which I know you, like, you want them to address that, right, on the right side. I know a lot of Niner fans do.
Yeah, I think it's one of their biggest needs, but okay. Clearly the Niners disagree with me there.
Well, they did over the weekend, or
last 2 years hadn't drafted a tackle.
But would you want them to draft someone just that has the letters OT next to his name if they did not evaluate that person as a good player?
If they think he's going to be bad, sure. But you know, they also had the ammo to move up and try to do other stuff.
They definitely did. But okay, so is right tackle and tight end an area of need? You could argue it. Sure. Is there a game this weekend? Nope. So, like, these things can still be addressed. And the Niners, when they have really felt a need, I think they've often laid in the weeds and then pounced. I mean, I remember when Joe Staley was about to retire, and the 49ers, a lot of people, oh God, what are we doing at left tackle? Next thing you know, Trent Williams is on the team, and no one saw that coming. So, like, I don't think there's a move like that. Like, the draft is already in the rearview mirror, but I don't know. I don't know how they're going to address this, and there's a whole lot of time. Here's what Kyle did say over the weekend. First one is evaluating prospects in terms of how they can help now versus well into the future.
I'd always say I wish it was the other way around, but like last year, you're done with free agency and stuff, and you go in the draft, and it's like, where do you need a starter? And yeah, you always want the best starter possible, but where do you have to get a starter? And you go into last year's draft, and it's, to me, it was one position. It was kicker. And so, yeah, there's some starter positions is you can't find a better guy, and there's a lot better, but they're all still guys you feel you can win with as starters. And you go into a draft and you're like, all right, well, we don't have a kicker, so we got to find a starting kicker somewhere. What else do we want to do? Well, we'd like to get better in this area and that area, but where is that guy when that draft comes? And if that's not available, then do you get a guy to beat someone else out? Do you get a guy because, hey, this guy might be up on a contract next year, and this guy could be a backup in case of injury, and we can plan for the future? Or is this just the best player available? And that's why there's so many different layers to all of this, and wish the draft came first. You can always just sit there and take the best player that came, and then you could go into free agency and try to figure out, like, all right, where can we go fill these holes? But it goes the other way, and that's why it's a bigger window than just right now.
I mean, drafts, no matter what form we do them in, for most of us, is fantasy football. Like, I mean, and I know this is a dorky way to talk about it because that's real life, not some stupid game that we're all playing. But every, even Matthew Berry and Tom, Dick, and Harry of the fantasy world will tell you the same thing. Don't start the round when you're 15 picks away and tell me what position you want. Better wait. Better find out who's on the board. Better find out if that person is worth that pick. Better find out if something else happened, because that's the nature of a draft. I need a tackle. Well, the good tackles were taken. Well, right. Who fell since these people in front of me were taking the tackles? And that's, I think, part of why the Niners looked at it and went, well, you know who we think is amazeballs? Ricky Pearsall. So let's take him, because that is, in one form or another, also an area of need. Like, I think that's a fun phrase, area of need. All of them.
Pretty much.
They're all areas of need. Every year, it's football, and dudes are going to get hurt, and right, there's a future to think about.
The only areas that you don't really have need right now, you could say quarterback would be one.
Although, who's your backup quarterback, which is an important position?
Dogs. I mean, yes, it's important, but
okay,
if you drafted a guy, you still would have wanted a veteran quarterback anyway, so I don't think that was an area of need. Linebacker, kind of an area of need, but you can get by with the two that you have. And then kicker would be the other one. Kicker and punter. You're pretty good with your kicker and your punter. But as you look at the first round and the way it went, I get what Kyle's saying. And, you know, Grandy's right. It would have been great to get one of these good tackles, but the price to move up to get a guy, and maybe it's a guy you don't love.
It's a lot.
8 tackles went in the first 29 picks. So before they even had a chance to go at 31, so would they have been better off taking the 9th best offensive tackle at 31 or taking a receiver that they obviously loved?
John Lynch answered the exact same question. Prospects now versus future.
I think this class is representative of it. You know, I don't know a player. I think all these guys can contribute this year. So you try to do both. You try to say, hey, okay, does this guy have starter in him in some time? Is there some development that he can someday be a starter? But right away, can he help? Special teams is often the avenue. I think back to my career, I didn't start till year 3, but I think I was a good member of the team because I contributed in special teams for the first couple years and played some defense. So that's really integral. And so it's that thought process. And, you know, that's, I like this class because of just that. I think all these guys, it's tough. It's a really good roster. So it's going to be tough to crack for these guys. We do believe that they have the skill sets, the mentalities, the makeup that they can come in and find a way if it's on them now. But, you know, they can come come in and compete right away. And then we do believe that with the development, which is part of what we do as well, consistently developing guys so that we get the most out of them and into the future as well.
Okay. And what about this from Kyle Shanahan? We'd love to react to this. And again, your phone calls welcome, 888-957-9570. This to me is sort of the underbelly of the whole weekend for the 49ers. They didn't win the Super Bowl. They need to win the damn Super Bowl. And hell, Mike Silver over the weekend called this the last dance. It's all going to change after this. Well, I'd like to respond to that in a second. But that is the backdrop for most of us to this draft. The pressure of not winning a Super Bowl and big money contracts coming due. How do you navigate that? Here's what Shanahan said.
I think when you get close to a Super Bowl and you don't win it, I think there's always more pressure. I mean, especially from outside in, because you're going to hear about it more. So I think, I mean, everyone has a certain expectation for the season and things like that, because you always want to do better the next year. And there's not a lot of room to do better. There's only one more game. And so, like, everyone wants to get their mind to that spot, but every team's different each year, too. And so you go into a year and the main thing is you don't want to get worse. You always try to get better, but you don't want to get worse. And when you do have players that have played a lot of good football over these last 3 to 5 years, I mean, it becomes a problem because you got to pay guys, and it's harder to keep carrying that. And that's why we went into free agency. Like, you have to make a lot of hard decisions, but we're not ready to take 2 steps back. So eventually we can take 3 steps forward or however that is. Like, but you don't know if that's possible. And so you try to make your free agent decisions that way. You try to do the draft that way. And I feel we're in a position that hopefully, I don't think we did get worse. I think we've tried to keep it to where we're there.
Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, again, the whole journey to get to a Super Bowl is so hard, and there's so many potholes along the way. But I'm comfortable with what he said there at the end. I mean, the 49ers aren't worse today than they were last season, at least not like visibly, right? You know, I know there's been some movement on the defensive line. Obviously, there's the Dre Greenlaw question.
Yep.
They certainly didn't get worse. And they were pretty damn good to start with.
Right, and you know, we'll have to see if Leonard Floyd will be as good, if not better, than Arik Armstead was, because he was a big guy that you lost in the free agency period. But you feel like through free agency, you addressed a lot of the losses that you had, and then in the draft, you got some more depth pieces. You don't know how many of these eight draftees are going to come in and be able to contribute, but hopefully you're not relying on any of them.
Don't leave out the undrafted guys, too. I mean, there's a bunch of them. And those guys make the team now sometimes.
Yeah.
And some of them were pretty interesting. I told you I'd fall prone to advertising. I even had to people, oh, look at this undrafted free agent. You know, and by the way, Krug is texting me, you know, you're mentioning the tight end position. They picked up, what was his name? Was it Mason Plein? Mason Plein. Kruger's salivating over the guy.
Of course.
You know what that is?
It's a salivation sensation.
Exactly.
Out of Furman, Mark, as you well know.
Very excited. I love players out of Furman.
6'6¾", 251. Oh. I like the size. I like the player.
I like the pick, except for it wasn't a pick. It just picked him up. So
Pliny the Younger. Yeah.
Very good.
I'll take it.
All right. We're presented by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises. Plenty of draft reaction. What's your reaction? Take your calls. Andrew Brandt, one of the great sports business minds out there, joins us in the 4 o'clock hour. I do at some point want to drop this in as well. I did speak to someone in the Suns organization today.
That thing's broken.
I did speak to someone in the Suns organization today.
I wonder who.
It's a big mystery.
It's a great question.
Yeah. It's actually not a question. It's just a fact.
He's got to be bummed.
Maybe some things to tell everybody about.
Yeah.
On Willard and Dibbs.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.